prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, believe it or not, 1 December 2025. Almost ready to go into another brand new year, just a month away. And if we see what happens in 2030, everybody's talking about the agenda 2030. We'll see what happens. That's only about 4 years away now. We'll see what comes about in that time. If we live long enough, we'll see what happens. But anyway, welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Before getting into the program, don't forget, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. I hope you'll join us. We're going to do part two, probably three parts, of Weeping in Babylon. Weeping in Babylon. You understand the lesson once you listen to it. If you haven't seen the first part yet, please go online, find the teaching. The last teaching we did, go to PastorBush.com, look on there, you'll find it probably in the archives. Check out the teaching for the first segment. You don't want to miss any of it because it all ties together. Very, very important to have all three segments. So this weekend coming up, 10:30 a.m., we'll be getting together at Phil Hudock's studio in his home and hopefully doing a Bible study and letting people to call in and talk to us if they like to. We appreciate the phone calls we get. Especially from the last time from Germany. What a great phone call. Thank you for calling. But join us at 10:30 a.m. You can watch us live on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Just click on Rumble, and there we'll be. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone if you like at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And if you have any questions here at the office, you want to talk to me or place an order, give a donation. Our toll-free number is open between 9 and 4, 5 days a week, unless it's a holiday or whatever, at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you call if you use long distance. If you can, toll free number is not cheap anymore, folks. And of course, what is, right? But you can call the number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You can call and talk to Faith tomorrow if you like. If you want to place an order, please do. Or you can leave a donation. What are you going to do? Whatever we can do for you, folks, call and let us know. Hopefully, we'll be in the office this Thursday as normal. We were off last Thursday because of the holiday. Should be in the office this Thursday taking orders and talking to anybody who wants to call and talk to us. And I sincerely hope you'll do that. I truly mean it with all my heart. Don't miss Bible study coming up this weekend. And then we're going to do it again on the 13th instead of the 20th. The 13th, because my middle son and my youngest son are coming down to visit us on the 20th and bring dinner. So I can't pass that up. Okay. So, but please feel free to call off anytime. And our guest tonight is a January Sixer that was put in prison unjustly. And of course, when Trump got in office, he got him out. They pardoned him and got him out of jail. And Jake can now run for office. We'll discuss that in a minute. But tonight's topic we're going to discuss is probably one of the most controversial issues that we're going to talk about, especially as Christians. We're going to discuss something tonight that's very touchy, because we've been brainwashed to believe that our nation is open to everybody, all cultures. We have to adopt them in, let them come in and bring in their own cultures and change our country. After all, we're based on the freedom of religion. Well, that is far from what the founders meant by not even close. But nonetheless, we've been taught that. So tonight's topic may be a little bit sensitive to a lot of people, because we're going to discuss something that's going to make you probably stop and think as to what we are accountable to God to do to preserve our culture in America. And Jake, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Bush.
It's good to have you, sir. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm very blessed this Thanksgiving home. I'm so grateful to be home. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Jesus Christ, who delivered me. I spent 4 Thanksgivings inside Biden's disgusting gulags, just praying every day that I'd be home, and then the holiday season would come, and Thanksgiving and Christmas would come and go for years and years, and, you know, makes you homesick. But to finally be reunited with my family for Thanksgiving was just an incredible, really a sign, a physical sign that God is answering and listening to our prayers.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and this is hard to say, because sometimes he said be patient or wait, or sometimes no. So you learned patience also, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Patience. Sometimes you ask God, give me more patience, and then he gives you a situation where you have to be patient.
Absolutely. That's part of the promise. Tribulation brings patience. And that's a fact. But anyway, before we get into the topic tonight, tell the folks what you've been into since you got out, and you are running for office now, are you not?
Yes, sir. God has opened up amazing doors in my life. We have announced our candidacy for United States Senate in the great state of Florida, and that has been going very well. I actually was just in Tampa yesterday covering a secret Muslim Brotherhood event. I went undercover. I bought the dashiki and the kufi and all the Muslim dress and the garb, and I went undercover into the mosque, and I found some really surprising things out, and eventually they noticed me from my protests in Dearborn, and they violently threw me out of there and threatened me. And this is happening, you know, right underneath Governor DeSantis' nose, right there in the Sunshine State. And these Islamic invaders have taken Europe over. They took over London,
yes, they have.
Berlin, Paris, France, Rome, Italy, and now they're here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Dearborn, Michigan. They're in Tampa, Florida. They're in Plano, Texas. And my organization, Americans Against Islamification, has been leading the charge and pushing back against the Islamification of Western civilization. So I've been up to a lot, a big deal, big deal of things.
So tell me, when you infiltrated the mosque, what did you hear and what did you see?
So, first and foremost, I saw an enormous amount of children, and they're outbreeding us. It's just, it's verifiable fact, and nobody realizes how bad it has, you know, really elevated and escalated. But their numbers are way more than they're reporting in the censuses. And so I saw, first thing you notice is there's tons of children. All the women have 5, 6, 7 children. And the second thing you notice is that there's no white people. There's no white people in the mosque. So I stuck out like a sore thumb. And then the third thing you hear is how they want more political power. They're craving political power in America to further their Islamic Sharia law agenda. And that's all they talk about, how they can get more city council seats, how they can get more school board seats, how they can get more state senate and state assembly seats, how they can get more power, because the so-called religion of Islam is not a religion. Now, obviously, the false pedophile prophet is obviously not anybody to be revered in a religious sense, but besides that, the entire way they're set up, their mosques are military and strategic political outposts to mark dominance in a certain area, and their entire religion is about dominating the political landscape of each country they infect themselves into. So we've exposed Dearborn, Michigan, with that famous march I did last week that was seen by everybody in the country.
I want to discuss that, but before we get to that, I want to discuss, what did you hear? Anything, I guess we call radical or undercover, going on in the meetings to camouflage
the radical,
what you're here for?
Everything, like I said, everything radical was pointed at how they want to take over the political power.
It wasn't really a church service. It was a planning committee.
It's a planning committee. They've changed their modus operandi. In the early 2000s, they were blowing up buildings, you know, and really radicalized as a people. But now they've grown more subtle and insidious. And the way they want to conquer the West is no longer with airplanes and buildings and bombs, but in outbreeding and taking the reins of power and subjugating the white American people.
And they're doing it, and they're doing it. But then, you know, that's, and you heard them discuss this in the so-called worship service, I assume, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
So, what's going on behind the scenes? Because we, just as Europe have tolerated this demonic, devilish activity among us, and that's all it is. I'm not wanting to pick on anybody at all. I'm not trying to pick fights here, but the Muslim faith, and I read some on it, I read some in the Quran, it is not a peaceful, friendly religion. It absolutely is a militaristic idea of taking over countries. And our founders never meant, and up until the 1960s, If you study this, most people won't study it. They're not interested enough to get involved. They might listen and say, well, I don't believe it or do believe it, but they won't look into it themselves. So they won't take my word for it, and they might without looking. Folks, when I say something, prove me right or prove me wrong. Up to the 1960s, the ones we allowed into this country were a very select people. They were not allowed to come in here as radical anything and try to bring their culture in here and change our culture. When people come to this country, starting back in the 1700s, 1800s, started migrating to America, they're expected to conform to our law system, our culture, and fit into culture, not change it. We forgot that 60 years, 70 years ago. We're paying a hell of a price for it now, because the church has set back and said, live and let live, and love and love and love, while they're destroying our nation before us and our children's future. Now, with all that said, when they threw you out of there, I know they said they threatened you. What did they say?
They said that they were going to hunt me down. We're going to find you and your family. And that's the same thing that the Muslims in Dearborn said, caught on camera. We had investigative journalist Nick Shirley, who's a great young man, a great young Christian man. He's huge on the internet. He's literally a different place every day. And he came to the event, and he caught a Muslim man, an incensed one. He was crazed, violent. He said he had a gun on him, and he did. And if the police weren't there, he was going to murder me. Those exact words: kill, murder. So these are the same people that just shot and killed two National Guardsmen in cold blood Well, one of them's still fighting for their life. God bless him.
And if you would have said that, or I would have said that, we'd been arrested for hate speech right there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Go ahead.
So, you know, really, these operations and these marches I'm doing have done a great deal to shape President Trump's disposition on the public policy of immigration. He recently announced massive campaigns in Dearborn. ICE has been there. There's videos of arrests coming out. And so we've had massive success in just a short time that we've been doing these demonstrations. And the next one, for your audience, I'm sure you have a large listening audience in Texas as well. And or if you don't, if you have friends and family in Texas, listeners out there, get this message to them. December 13th, Plano, Texas, in the Muslim-only city. It's called Epic City. Everybody's heard of the huge construction project they have in Plano, Texas, to make this enclave, this Muslim enclave, Muslim-only city, based on Sharia law in Plano, Texas. And the construction project is ongoing. And already in Plano, Texas, there are many mosques, and they are huge mosques there. Like mega churches, they're mega mosques. And we will be there December 13th. And if you want to help out, join the Americans Against Islamification, my organization. Please, guys, go over right now to Islamification.org, or an easier domain is Dearborn March, because we were just in Dearborn. DearbornMarch.com. Head over to DearbornMarch.com, and you guys can see all we're up to there. Put your email address in there, or go to our Give, Send, Go, which is our fundraising, our donator. We need to buy security. I got punched in the face. Everybody, the whole world saw it. We're trying to get better security for our next event. We need help fundraising. If you guys want to go to Give, Send, Go, .com/Dearborn March, then you're going to see our fundraiser there, givesendgo.com/Dearborn March. And we really need your help, guys. I want everybody involved. We want to have thousands of Christians carrying crosses, speaking the name of Jesus over these communities that have been infected by demonic ideology. This is America, and we have the right to go out, to demonstrate, to show our love of our country and our unwillingness to cede our country to evil, corrupt people from halfway across the world who want to change everything about what makes America great. So please, guys, come stand with me. Plano, Texas, December 13th. Go over to Islamification.org if you want more information on that, or givesendgo.com/Dearborn March. For more information and to make a donation. And we appreciate that so much. Thank you, guys.
And folks, we not only have a need to do that, we have a duty to do that, to protect our children's future. And I know that's, again, this is controversial. Well, we're supposed to love everybody. I'm sorry, the Bible doesn't teach that. I know you think it does, but everybody did, but it's not what the book teaches at all. We're to defend our nation, and if we don't do that, we deserve what we get.
Pastor, it's a huge misconception. To show mercy to the transgressor is to be evil to the victim in some cases.
That's right. That's pretty true.
And in many cases, and in most cases, let's say that, in almost every case. So when you show love to your neighbors in detriment to your own people, you are putting foreigners, invaders, in front of your sons and daughters in the line to get food, to get homes, to have a future. And so we cannot love invaders, our quote-unquote neighbors, more than we love our own sons and daughters, because that would be unjust. That would be backwards. You know, it's no problem to love your neighbors, but at the same time, if your neighbors have ill will and are destroying the future of your own kind, then to love them or to support them or to hand over your hard-earned tax money to Dearborn, Michigan, is now giving $4,500 for every baby born. They're giving, our own tax dollars are going to pay for the birth. White people's tax dollars, because we pay most of the taxes by far. We have a tax efficiency, meaning we pay more than we receive by far. We're paying for all the minorities to rape our system. And so white people's tax dollars are going to pay for their own replacement in Dearborn, Michigan, $4,500 per baby. This type of way of quote-unquote loving your neighbor is not the way Jesus Christ is teaching. He would not ever want us to love, quote-unquote love, or to be insidiously tricked by our neighbors into our own destruction, the demise of Christian Western culture. So
I agree.
Don't be fooled.
That's something that I know people say, well, you're going to talk for the Old Testament. Yes, I am, because God has not changed his mind on what's right and wrong. He told the Israelites to understand this, to allow foreign cultures to come in among you will destroy your nation. And he said, don't allow them to do that. And he was very strict on that. And he told them to get rid of them. Don't let them do this thing. Now, I'm not saying we go out and start killing. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. But we cannot allow them to change our laws and cultures to fit their standards, folks, because if we do, we are sinning against God Almighty. We're sinning against we're sinning against the fact that he commanded us to propagate his gospel, his word, and not allow satanic influence to slow us down. But we are, because we've become a nation of wimpish people. And I'm sorry, I don't want to start preaching, Jake, but I get so fed up. That's I really do, but you go ahead.
Well, you're fine, Pastor Bush. We're dealing with such massive demographic shift in America that the Christian way of life can't keep up with it. Meaning, most of these people are coming in with their own ideal system, their own religion, their own language, their own food, their own culture, their own way they dress, their own style of architecture of buildings. And soon enough, we're going to look like Londonstan in England there, London, England, that has open-air markets, looks like Baghdad, or looks like Mumbai, India. And all the women are covered from head to toe, unrecognizable to American way of life. You know, other people are, anybody that's not a Muslim has to pay the jizya tax, which is the extortion for them not to kill you.
I have to ask a question. Explain that jizya tax. What is that? How does that work?
It's a tenet of Sharia law that claims that all non-believers, all kafirs, all infidels, in order to live in peace in any Islamic-controlled area, have to pay a tax or die. And so it's basically a slavery / extortion for you to not be killed if you're a Jew, if you're a Christian, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Buddhist. In any Muslim Sharia law state, the jizya tax is what the ultimate form of turning us to chattel is.
All right, now, that's it being enforced in Michigan?
No, there's no jizya tax yet. But in London, there are 80, or in England, there are 83 active Sharia law courts dealing with marriages, civil disputes, divorces, all kinds of things. And the Sharia law police in Dearborn, Michigan, their Muslim police officers that work for the city of Dearborn, refuse to enforce the law and refuse to protect me and the white Christian Americans that were marching with me, and the black Christian Americans, nonetheless, refuse to protect us from all the, I got it, assaulted with pepper spray, punched in the face, slapped, had food thrown on me, mulch. They pick up mulch from the ground, threw dirt on us like animals. Threw cigarette ashes and butts on us. They abused us and harassed us and assaulted us right in front of the police. And the Dearborn police, the Sharia law police, refused to enforce the law because their allegiance is not to America and not to the Constitution, but to Muhammad, the Quran, Sharia law, to their Islamic brothers and their Islamic faith. They put that before the U.S. Constitution. And that's why they can never assimilate.
Of course they do. But were there no American policemen there?
Yes, eventually, God, by God's grace, after 2 or 3 hours of being brutally assaulted and harassed, finally, about 10 white police officers from Dearborn were called in because the Muslim ones were refusing to enforce the law and protect us or arrest the people that were assaulting us. Finally, 10 white officers showed up and put a barricade of bike racks around me and my supporters outside City Hall and had 10 officers stationed there and protected us.
Well, now, the ones that are the Muslim policemen, they're being paid from the city, and, of course, everybody pays into the city coffers to pay for police. Will they face any repercussions?
We have sued them for $200 million, Pastor Bush, my organization, for federal discrimination. They discriminated on me and my people because we are white and we are Christian, and they did not want to protect us or enforce the law against the criminals and arrest the criminals. They did not take a single police report. Broad day assaults were happening right in front of them on us, and they did not take one police report, did not do anything, did not make a single arrest, and so we are suing them for federal hate discrimination.
Well, now, did any of the citizens of Dearborn join you?
Yes, many white Christians showed up and black Christians showed up to support us.
And how many people did you say that would come out to support you?
We had over 100 there in the beginning of the day, but when the Muslims turned violent and started harassing us, hundreds and hundreds of them started showing up. Most of my people left, and by the end of the march, there was maybe 20 or 30 of us left, and we were surrounded and outnumbered, and they were going wild, screaming Allahu Akbar and pushing and shoving. It was in America that I'd be absolutely petrified to have my daughter walk through Dearborn, Michigan.
Well, I understand. Now, I haven't seen this. I'm only hearing going from what I've heard, that they do have a tendency to rape young women and more or less in public and get by with it. I know they're doing it in Europe.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if they're here or not.
There's entire Muslim rape gangs in Europe that are going crazy. In Sweden, they've increased, in the last 20 years, Sweden's rape crime increases by 4 because of the immigrants there. And when they see a woman who is not wearing a burqa, they think they have the right to rape her for her enticing them. That's what they teach in their religion. That's why the women wear the burqa, as to not entice men to rape them.
Wow. Folks, hang on through the break. We'll take phone call next half hour, as always. 717-300-1698. Are you ready for that in your community? It's coming if we don't stop this cancer now.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive, on sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back in talking to Jake Lang about something as controversial. No, it is made so-called churches, but in a lot of churches today, just standing against homosexuals is controversial. The phone line is open, 717-300-1698. Now, a lot of people out there are not going to want to get involved because, hey, we're still okay where we are and nothing's going on really here. Well, let me ask you this. If this were one of your daughters being raped in the streets, then maybe they hadn't come to your hometown yet. Maybe they haven't got there yet. But if that was one of your daughters, would you not want your friends and neighbors across country to join you to stop this evil before it spreads any further? Would you not want somebody to get involved in the battle with you to help you turn this thing around before it takes over the country? And folks, just take it over the country. It is taking over the country. The white Christian culture is almost gone. Now, you get mad if you want to. I really don't care. I'm telling you the truth. It's just the way it is. But anyway, Jake, and I'm sure people are going to want to get a hold of you in the future. How can they get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
So, guys, please follow me on social media. Just type in Jake Lang on Twitter or on Facebook, on Instagram, Lang, L-A-N-G, Jake Lang. And you can find me on Facebook.
We lost you, Jake. We lost
Twitter,
you.
Twitter is now called X.
Okay, we lost you there for a second. Say that again.
Yes, you guys can find me on the platform X. I'm very active. That's where we break headline news. And my username is Jake Lang, L-A-N-G. Just type that in on Facebook, Instagram, or X. And if you guys want to make a donation to help us out, just go to GiveSendGo, GiveSendGo.com/Dearborn March. And we really appreciate that because we didn't have enough money to afford security last March, and I ended up getting assaulted. I didn't have any, you know, paid security there, and it got very hairy. I could have lost my life. People literally caught on camera, again, another man saying, I hope Jake Lang gets Charlie Kirk. I want him to get Charlie Kirk. People threatening me with guns. So we need security. Please help us out. GiveSendGo.com/Dearborn March.
Well, let me ask you this question. We'll get to phone calls in a minute. Hang in there, callers. Are you allowed to have armed security?
Yes, of course. This is America.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is a lot of states won't allow armed people in the streets. I don't know if that would happen in Texas, probably not so much. But I thought maybe Michigan, whatever, I don't know what's going to happen up there if you have armed security. Now, are you comfortable with arming yourself?
I would be comfortable. I don't want to, be put in a predicament where I, show a lack of restraint, because right now people are looking up to me for leadership and to lead a peaceful march, you know. So I will have armed security with me, though, in Texas, Plano, Texas, December 13th.
Okay. And is there a certain place you're meeting, at the courthouse or whatever?
Yes, at Plano, Texas, we'll be meeting. Just type in on Google Maps, Epic Mosque. Epic Mosque is the name of it. Epic, E-P-I-C. Epic Mosque in Plano, Texas. We'll be there at 1 p.m. Central Time. So get there, Texas, and stand with your Christian brothers before we are usurped in our own homeland to the Esau who sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. That is the lineage of the Arabic Muslim people before Esau supplants Jacob, which is against God's commandment. God told Jacob, which is our people, that he would always be the head, and America should always remain number one, and we cannot let them destroy what we have built.
Amen. So the repercussions you had while you were there are obvious. Have you had any more since you come home?
Yes. Well, I just did that undercover thing in Tampa, and because the operation and the march we did in Dearborn was so successful, I guess I have like an APB out on me in the Muslim community, and yes, I was violently thrown out of the mosque in Tampa during that meeting. So yeah, the repercussions are pretty much every Muslim in America is looking for me.
Well, now, were you there in the mosque by yourself?
Yes, I did. It was an undercover operation. I couldn't bring anybody else with me.
And how many people knew that you were going to do that for backup, I guess I could say?
Nobody outside knew I was going to do it, but many of the young men there recognized me pretty quickly, even though I was all dressed up and changed my appearance and whatnot. Eventually, after about a half hour, they came up to me and said, are you Jake Lang? And I said, hell yeah, I'm Jake Lang. And I'm here to expose you evil people for what you're doing in here. And then they friggin' all surrounded me and shoved me out of the building.
Well, now, you had people outside on your side, though, watching, keeping an eye on the place. Did you have backup at all?
There were some Christian protesters that were there on the other side of the street. And they didn't know I was going inside, but once I came out, they saw me because I took off my disguise. So they were watching.
Okay, I mean that took some courage. I have to give you credit for that. It really did. But this is, folks. This is not going to be a battle that we're going to win sitting on the hind ends. No, it's not. And I'm on the radio discussing this, doing my best and my part of this to share this with people. I can't always be there when this thing's going on, but because I'm here doing this, my job is to get the word out. That's what we're doing right now. And I know I have a lot of listeners in Texas. I know that. I get calls from them.
We know we do. And all the country that can probably be within driving distance of where this is going to be. And I would like to see you all take time, if you would, to put a little bit of gas in your car and drive down or over into Plano, Texas, and join Jake on the 13th. I mean that. I'm going to have Jake back on ASAP after he gets back for a follow-up on this to tell us how things went and what the outcome was. So I assume that you are getting quite a bit of support from people who saw you in Michigan. They're starting to rally behind you, I would assume, and maybe even donate some. Would that be a fair statement?
Say that again, sir.
Would it be a fair statement to say people that saw you in Michigan are on video, whatever, are now rallying behind you and maybe donating some money to?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, this is a large organization that we're running. There's a lot of people involved now. Volunteers are coming out of the woodworks. We're going to be one of the next great American organizations that stands against a lot of the demographic shift in our country. And if you guys want to see your grandchildren grow up in the same America that you grew up in, then you've got to stand behind people that are out there making the change. So, we humbly ask you guys to support us. Head over to DearbornMarch.com. That's where you can get to our organization website and put your email in there, and we'll keep you updated on every march we're doing. Because guess what, Pastor? We are heading to Minneapolis, January 17th. That's the march after Texas is Minneapolis. We're going to the head of the snake, Ilhan Omar's. I think she's actually in Dearborn. What's the other one? There's the other one. I think Rashid is the representative from there. But we are going to Minneapolis, Little Somalia, they call it. That's what President Trump calls it, Little Somalia, January 17th. So follow me on social media. Just type in Jake Lang right in that search bar on social media right now, and you'll find me anywhere. Getter, Truth, Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, Rumble. Type in Jake Lang and stay up to date with what we're doing, because it's super vital. Because we may be coming to a Muslim stronghold city near you soon. So we need your support. Please, guys. Thank you.
Well, let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK. BK, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, BK. Come right on in, sir.
How you doing there, Jake Lang?
Hey, sir, God bless you. I'm alive and well. I'm home from prison, pardoned by President Trump, and leading the charge against the Islamic invasion of Western civilization.
Trump gets an A-plus on that one.
Yes, he does. I'll give him that. Yes, sir. Go ahead, BK.
I'll be praying for your protection and victory in the Senate race for God's glory, Jake.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very important. You know, one thing the left does that we don't do is they get their influencers in positions of political power, like Ilhan Omar, like AOC. Those are their influencers. They're the ones shaping the culture of the left. And they have real power, unfortunately, even though they're incompetent and malicious with it. But that's one thing the right doesn't do. All of our people, James O'Keefe, Laura Loomer, myself, you know, we're stuck with online power, but that's not how we save our country. So I decided that, you know, running for Marco Rubio's open seat is one of the best ways I can help serve, you know, my fellow Americans, my brothers and sisters around me. So very proud of our candidacy and our campaign, because it's not a political campaign where I'm going out there shaking hands and kissing babies. I'm out here putting my life on the line and standing up against our enemies. I'm not here trying to wine and dine donors. You know, we obviously need donations and help, but at the end of the day, I got two hands, I got two feet, and I'm going to use them to stand up and save our country no matter what. I think that politicians have become absolutely statuesque, just non-moving entities. And I think people want to see men of action like President Trump, like myself, that are out there actually trying to make the change that they're preaching about in their you know, political speeches.
Okay, go ahead, BK.
You're boots on the ground. You are boots on the ground, and I wanted to tell you, It's great to see you burn that unholy satanic Koran. One day, God will end it forever with holy fire.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
And you know, when you look at our country, you can see the Freemason influence on our nation. When you see freedom of religion, because had we had written a Christian, they would have written freedom of Christianity, freedom of Christian worship, regardless of denomination or sect, with none to rule over the other, with the people's right not to attend Christian worship services intact. And you know what? I'd like to see the Hindu Vedas, the four main Hindu collections. I'd like to see somebody pick that up and burn it in fire.
Amen to that. All right.
As you can tell,
BK's a radical, too. But go ahead, BK.
Jehovah, he will end that in holy fire as well.
Yes, he will.
Real quick. The Immigration Nationality Act of 1965, that's what let the heathen races in the United States.
That's right.
That was signed by Lyndon Johnson, a Freemason, a Judas goat, and Ted Kennedy, a Roman Catholic globalist. And you know, I believe that this United Nations language of the United Nations, like Generation Z, it's just a countdown to the end of the white majority in America. They'll just start over with an A, with being Muslim and Hindu.
That's coming very quickly. As a matter of fact, we're losing ground every day, very quickly. That's a fact.
Yeah, but y'all just remember, God is sovereign, and Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Y'all have a good night, and be safe out there, Jake Lang.
Thank you, my brother.
Good call. Folks, the lines are open. I can't believe this is quiet. I know people are listening. Most time they tell me they listen, they're not calling because they don't want to interrupt us. But, folks, the line's yours if you want to call and talk to us, asking questions, making comments. We got about 10 minutes left. 717-300-1698. Now, I know this type of program may put you on the list if you call in because we are listened to. I know that because I was called before a federal grand jury one time years ago. For what I said on the radio, when I called a lying federal witness, a low-down scum-sucking dog, they tried to get me for intimidating the federal witness. I didn't know the guy. I just saw what he'd done. But nonetheless, I called before a grand jury and acquitted. That's a long story by itself. So, yeah, they listen to the program. So if you don't want your name mentioned on the air, don't call. But if you're angry as I am, as Jake is, and we're tired of this, I'm 77 years old, folks. I watched my country be destroyed before my eyes. And I'm angry. Now, I'm not angry at the Muslims leaving. I'm angry at the so-called church that does nothing but wait for the rapture. Angry at so-called American citizens that can say they love the country, but they only get off the couch and put away the six-pack to get involved in a battle. They're cowards. They're not real men. They're effeminate wimps. And I'll tell you now that if you read the scripture, you'll find that effeminate men go to hell. I don't mean homosexual. I mean effeminate, soft, lazy men go to hell. That's in your Bible. Read it for yourself. 717-300-1698. Jake, now, we're running out of time so quickly here, but when you get back from your Plano, Texas, when you go get a night free, I'd like to have you on again and tell me how it goes down there. You can pick out a date this month, and we'll go get together and get you on the air ASAP. I want to know how it goes in Plano. I want to know how it goes in Michigan. Minnesota. I want to know about that also. And I want to keep you on this broadcast as much as I possibly can to get the word out for you, if that'll help you.
Thank you, Pastor. It's an information war at the end of the day, but it's what you do with that information, right? We can all sit on YouTube and, you know, figure out all the World Bank, the central bank is controlling everything, and, you know, and learn all this information about all the nefarious actors and the Hollywood brainwashing and stuff. But what do you do at the end of the day with the information that God has been graceful enough to let you learn about the true nature of the demons that surround you? It's what you do with the information, not what you know. It's what you do. And that's what men of courage, you know, that's what our founding fathers, men of courage, did. They knew, and they acted upon what they knew.
If we won't stand up for our children and grandchildren, we're the worst form of people. Let's speak to Rod in Michigan. Rod, come on in.
Pastor Butch, how are you, my brother?
Doing well, sir. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, and you got a top-notch guest on there. Jake, how are you, my friend?
I'm blessed. I'm just running with the Holy Spirit, the wind of God, and asking him to order my steps so I don't stumble.
Hallelujah. Amen. I won't make it long-winded here, Pastor Butch. You couldn't have a better guest on your radio show than this guy. There was a guy named Pastor Terry Jones. Pastor Butch knew him real well, and so did I. I've been to Dearborn and protested in front of the Northern Hemisphere's largest mosque there. You've probably seen it when you were there. And it's a very dark situation down there. I had on some of my service vehicles a sign that said Islam is like a dog with rabies, and I had 27 death threats in 2 days from Muslims, but none of those cowards would show up at my driveway. I told them I would meet them there with a sheriff who I run around with in our county. He's a good friend of mine, but these people are cowards. They're animals. They're vicious, and Jake, you're doing God's work. If we don't stop this, Pastor Butch, you can kiss America completely goodbye, and the blood will be on our hands.
Absolutely.
Jake, I gave Butch my phone number to give you. You get a hold of me, and you'll get tremendous support from me, and then I'll get involved with your issue.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It's a collective effort because we need to show. You know how they go out on the streets, right, and they do their Muslim-dominant prayer in New York City, in Chicago, in Florida. Everywhere they try to mark their territory and show dominance by getting, you know, a thousand of them out on the ground on their carpets, kissing the ground and worshiping a false god and a false prophet. And in the same way, the American men also, we need to claim our country and claim territory and show our dominance by bringing tens of thousands out to these events and really giving strong pushback on,
amen,
you know, the Islamification. Because what, newsflash, Americans, President Trump is not on.
We lost you, Mr. Gill, folks. You're back in the second.
A different energizing force. We need another energizing force that gets people's blood moving and gets them out of their chairs and into the voting booth. So,
well, if this doesn't make you angry, I don't know what's going to. It's just like murdering unborn babies. People talked about it for a while and got involved a while, but finally started turning. This is unbelievable. But people are just too complacent, too compromising. Anything else, Rod? Anything else?
Well, just Butch, thanks for having me. Jake, you're doing good work. This country is in dire straits. I fight Islam on a daily basis. Matter of fact, there was a group of guys here earlier today, and this was a topic. And if we don't stop this filthy, disgusting cult, it's not a religion, then the blood will be in our hands. And anybody listening, if you want to sit and talk about it, talk is cheap. Get involved. Grab your AR, whatever you got to do. Stand in line. You don't have to use it. Show force. Show strength. There's nothing wrong with carrying a sword. God bless you.
And by the way, Rod, tell Julie I miss her giggle.
Well, I will tell her that, Butch.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Good call. All right. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Tim. Tim, welcome. Come on in, sir.
It's Jim in Georgia.
Oh, Jim. Okay. I'm sorry, Jim. Come on in.
Yeah, it's me, Pastor. I want to see about going on the list.
Okay. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah, my hollow points have bacon grease in them. If they don't like it, come see me. I live in Canton, Georgia. Come see me and tell them to bring their old lady too.
Okay,
which one?
Okay.
They've got their old lady. Hey, unfortunately, Jim, their old ladies are mostly child brides, so they're pretty young, and they've got a lot of them. They've got four or five of them, so they're not like us. They don't have the same moral leanings as we do. They marry children.
I could really say something to get me on a list, but I won't tonight. Okay, I'm on the list. The first time I hear that nasty call to prayer, I'm cranking up Black Sabbath's Live Evil album on the amp.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I recently went...
before we did the march in Dearborn, the week before, I went there outside the mosque that does play the music absorbently loud, and I brought my big speaker, and we played Christian worship music over their jihadi prayer call. And so, you know, we invoke the name of Jesus over the city of Dearborn, the city of Minneapolis, the city of Tampa, the city of Plano, Texas, and the city of Paterson, New Jersey, too, because they have a whole entire Muslim city hall as well, and a Muslim police force there. And so we invoke the name of Jesus over those demonic strongholds.
Amen.
Well, they do it around here. I like heavy metal music. I'll see y'all after a while.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good call. Thank you. Good call. All right. Let's go talk to Esther in Washington. Esther, come on in. Got about a minute, honey. Come on in.
All right. I will be as succinct as possible. First thing is we have to get educated. We have to know why that these two faiths collide. We have to know Islam and what they believe in the Bible. So find whatever source or book you can and learn. The other thing is, let's not blame them. Don't shame them. Let's be respectful. Let's show that we have a generous, gracious God that is so much better than their God. And then the final note is, there are state Edna levels, and this is Edna means noise levels in every state. Department of Ecology will strengthen them, but each county has their own ordinances that go along with the state level laws, and the county can refine them considering their own particular situation. Now, their jihadi call to prayer breaks so many laws concerning noise pollution. You cannot have any unnatural noises of unusual noises of an unnatural source, especially high-pitched noises. And if they're repetitive and they disturb the entire population, 35 decibels for hospitals, 40 for schools. At night, no decibels are allowed or repetitive noises. So this call to prayer is a high-pitched, unnatural sound.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. We're flat out of time. I'm sorry, Esther. I really am. And I appreciate the call, but he's out of time. Thank you. We're down to the last few seconds. And again, folks, help Tim if you can. Help Jake stay involved in this battle. Jake, we'll be in touch. You let me know when I can do another broadcast, okay, the end of the month, all right?
Oh, amazing. Thanks, guys. Love you. God bless.
All right. Talk to you soon, folks. Love you and see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.